Summary, beyond easy money, Bitcoin's next bull run. Hey there. Did you know Bitcoin's price surges have always been linked to times when central banks loosen monetary policies? It's like a classic movie plot. Loose money, risk assets thrive, and Bitcoin's the star of the show. But wait, there's a new twist in town.
Historically, when the U.S. Federal Reserve cuts interest rates or pumps liquidity into the economy through quantitative easing, it's like throwing a party for risk assets. Bitcoin's always been the guest who gets the spotlight.
Yeah, it's become such a familiar storyline for investors. Bitcoin up because the Fed's printing money. But now, a seasoned crypto executive named Jeff Park is saying, wait, maybe this time it's different.
Park's arguing that the next big Bitcoin bull run might not depend on traditional monetary policies. Instead, it's about Bitcoin becoming its own self-sustaining asset class, totally decoupled from interest rates.
That's a game changer. Imagine Bitcoin's value being driven by its own rules, scarcity, decentralization, and utility, rather than the Fed's decisions. It's like Bitcoin evolving into a digital gold that doesn't need a central bank to shine.
The traditional catalyst V's. The endgame, the old model, was simple. When central banks ease up, cash becomes less attractive, and investors flock to Bitcoin. But this model assumes a specific economic context, monetary easing as the main driver.
Exactly. Think about 2020. The Fed slashed rates and flooded the economy with cash, and Bitcoin shot up. But this model relies on a fragile foundation. What if the Fed tightens instead?
That's where Park's endgame comes in. He envisions a future where Bitcoin's value is so strong and widely recognized that it thrives regardless of Fed actions. It's like Bitcoin becoming a legitimate asset with its own fundamental drivers.
That's a huge shift. It would mean Bitcoin isn't just a speculative bet on macroeconomic cycles, but a foundational asset with its own economic model. Like gold, which holds value even during inflation or uncertainty.
What would this decoupling mean? For this to happen, Bitcoin needs to mature. First, institutional adoption has to ramp up. Hedge funds, pension funds, and corporations need to see Bitcoin as a long-term investment.
Right. Think about Tesla and MicroStrategy using Bitcoin for corporate spending and treasury. It's a sign that the world is starting to see Bitcoin's practical value beyond just hodling.
And don't forget the tech. Advancements like proof of stake and layer 2 solutions are making Bitcoin more scalable and usable. It's not just a store of value, it's becoming a real-world tool.
Plus, the demand has to shift. Investors need to start valuing Bitcoin for its technology and economic model, not just for the Fed's yield. It's a cultural shift, Bitcoin as a foundational asset, not a hot take.
The road ahead for investors this endgame scenario is a game changer. Short-term price swings might still be influenced by Fed policies, but the real test is whether Bitcoin can thrive during high interest rate environments.
That's the ultimate proof. If Bitcoin holds or grows during rate hikes, it's like a digital gold standard, unconnected to central bank policies. It's a huge win for its role in the global financial system.
But it's NOTELOWYERYERY. Along Sipian LTK Chinese letter, and two. And of. Or. For the. The. And. Yet. IS Japanese letter. S Chinese letter, 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 Chinese letter.